Dr. Barbara Campbell. Good morning to everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting of the Arizona State Board of Podiatry Examiners, called to order on June the 8th, 2022 at 8:30 a.m. As roll call, I will be who we have present that have signed in as myself, Dr. Campbell. We have Dr. Ilano, Dr. Foreman, Heather Broaddus, our Executive Director, Seamus Monahan, our AG. And we also have guests, Dr. Jeffrey Kopeloff and his counsel, Ms. Michelle Jagger. As Heather mentioned previously, there's a licensee who is supposed to call in, so we will be able to hear that. So anyway, does anyone have any declaration of any conflict of interest in any material on today's agenda? Okay, hearing none. Also, just a reminder that this is a professional meeting that is conducted as such. We're going to go ahead and move to number four, which is the review and discussion on the board meeting minutes. This is for general session meeting minutes from the May 11th, 2022 meeting. I did note on page 9 of our packet, in the minutes it says FPMB report. Did say the National Board of Podiatric Medical Examiners, not the FPMB, is looking at ways to reinstate the CSPE exam. I previously noted that to Heather, so that is the only correction. Does anyone have any other additions or corrections that they'd like to present? Okay, hearing none, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to accept the general session meeting minutes of May 11, 2022, with corrections as noted. Second. Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to move on now to our items. Actually, since we have Dr. Kopeloff on the phone, let's go ahead and take care of that item. That would be five items for board review, discussion of possible action under heading subheading C, which is renewal application for licensure and dispensing. We're to review and discuss possible actions in regards to this renewal application. And there, Doctor indicated a malpractice case on his renewal application. So that is what we have here. We've received some information from Dr. Kopeloff and his counsel. We've all had the opportunity to read those things. We could ask at this time if either Dr. Kopeloff would like to make a statement or if his counsel would like to say anything.
This is Michelle Jagger. I'll let Dr. Kopeloff speak. I did summarize the issues in the lawsuit, and it really hasn't progressed very far since it was filed in 2021, but I'm happy to answer any of the legal questions that the board might have.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Jagger, please? Okay, well, it's standard here. There's, you know, we obviously have some concerns here, or some in doing our due diligence, that when we receive these evidence of, you know, that the doctor is presented on application that there's a malpractice case, typically a procedure here is to open a complaint and then stay it until the litigation is complete. So as I just, you know, in doing our due diligence, I think that this is always an appropriate technique that we use. So I will, unless the doctor has anything to say, I'm just going to go ahead then and make a motion to open a board complaint in this related to the malpractice case that's been indicated on the renewal application, as, and to stay the case until completion of the litigation.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. And then the second thing we need to do is go ahead and make a motion to approve the doctor's application. So thank you so much. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Okay, so we'll just be kept in the loop of what's going on as far as the litigation process. Does anybody have any questions on that? Heather, you know, is always there to, you know, if there's any questions or concerns from Dr. Popoloff or his counsel. Is that satisfactory for everyone?
It is to me. This is Michelle Jaeger. I'll just follow up with Heather to see what kind of follow-up the board is requesting.
Okay. Good. Seamus, any comments?
No, Dr. Campbell. Sounds good to me.
Okay, great. All right. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Get on with your day. I know you've got clinics. So, okay, great. All right. So,
thank
let's go back. Under,
thank you, Dr. Campbell.
You're welcome. We'll go back now to subheading A, which is the issuance of licenses. So, our first application for licensure is Dr. Richard Munson, and I believe he was going to call in, but I haven't heard anybody else chime in here. So he's applying for regular licensure, and we'll complete his residency on the 30th of June of this year. Fees are paid. Everything appears to be in order. And it did include the initial registration to dispense drugs and devices. And, of course, he doesn't have a DEA yet, but that would be submitted later. So does anybody have any questions or concerns on this application? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to accept the initial license application and initial application for dispensing drugs and devices, and to issue the license upon evidence of successful completion of the residency, payment of the issuance fee, and issuing the dispensing registration upon receipt of the DEA number.
Seconded.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. The next applicant is Saba Candy, current resident at the VA in Phoenix, finishing residency on the 30th of this month. Fees have been paid. Everything is in good standing again. Doesn't have a DEA yet, but that's normal. So anyway, anybody have any questions or concerns here on this application? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to accept the initial license application for Dr. Candy and along with the initial application to register for dispensing drugs and devices, and to issue the license upon successful completion of the residency training and payment of the issuance fee, and issue the dispensing registration upon receipt of the DEA number.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Next applicant is David Terry. This is a universal recognition application. Everything here is in in order. So anybody have any questions or concerns on this applicant? Okay, hearing none, I will make a motion to accept Dr. David Terry's application for licensure via universal recognition and to issue the license upon payment of the issuance fee.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Next applicant is Dr. Douglas Toole. This is an application via comedy, and he's practicing in California, so everything is in order in his application. So does anybody have any questions or concerns? Excuse me. Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept Dr. Toole's application via comedy and to issue the license upon payment of the issuance fee.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Okay, our next is Taylor Wright. This is also an application via comedy. And let's see here. Anybody have any questions? Everything is in order here. So does anybody have any other questions or concerns? Hearing none, then I will make a motion to accept the application of Dr. Wright via comedy and issue the license upon payment of the issuance fee.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. All right, so we'll go on to B, which is we have one application for registration to dispense drugs and devices for a Dr. Mark Lewis. Please indicate that the application is complete. Anyone have questions or concerns? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept Dr. Lewis's initial application to dispense drugs and devices and to issue the registration.
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay, next is we have subheading D. Dr. Kathleen Stone had made application to be an investigator, but has, so we're not going to move forward with this at this time because she has withdrawn the application because she's on medical leave. Okay. So our next on the agenda is number six, which is reviewing and discussing an action on the update of the Federation of Pediatric Medical Board's annual meeting, and I'll give a brief report on that. Heather and I attended it's a Zoom meeting, and it's the annual meeting of the member boards of the Federation of Pediatric Medical Board. So that's every board in the state is invited. So, and we also have membership. Actually, have associate membership in British Columbia. And we also have another, actually, member from the Virgin Islands. They weren't in attendance, but anyway, it's neat that we're getting, other outside, other countries involved with Canada. So anyway, the meeting was divided into two portions. The first portion was related just to general information from the Federation regarding, the duties of the and activities of the board. So it's in regard to score reporting releases for the parts 1, 2, and 3. We also had a presentation from Dr. Vivian Rhodes, who's the chairman of the clinical skills a patient encounter exam that's part of the National Board of Podiatric Medical Examiners. So it was a good, well-received presentation, and she described, you know, the historical line of how the CSP came to be and what happened with the pandemic and how things were put on hold, and now the process that the committee is going through to bring back the exam in some form. Also, Phil Parks, who's the executive director of the National Board of Podiatric Medical Examiners, was also present and gave some good background information to questions that arose. In the second half of the meeting, we did what was called the Community of Practice session, which was renamed in previous times, called it the Round Robin discussion. Anyway, main topics that were presented and discussed were things having to do with continuing medical education, such as, you know, what states require. Is there any specialized subjects, like are people now being doctors being expected to take classes? I can tell you, specialized classes, like from Texas, they're required so many hours of training on human trafficking. And in the state of Washington, I believe they had things like on inclusion and health disparity issues. So this is something that was discussed. And also about controlled substances, the approvals of CME was discussed, what methods were used and what CME courses typically from different groups, what's accepted from state to state, and then tracking of Dr. CMEs, and there was some discussion about the CE broker, which, you know, we are contracted with, or we have a contract with them, and doctors can use that method if they like to track their continuing education. The other major topic that was discussed was the Interstate Podiatric Medical Licensure Compact, and there are some nationally for medical boards, and so there was discussion about that, particularly from member boards who come from dual boards, like the state of Ohio, the medical and the dietary board is combined board. Virginia is combined, several, you know, there's several more. So we heard some discussion from those people that discussed, you know, how they were using the compacts. Anyway, Russ Stone, who's the executive director of the Federation of Podiatric Medical Boards, gave some background to the members regarding discussions that we've had with a group called IMLCC, which is the medical group that's working on the compact. Anyway, the Federation has created a committee that's going to be working on that project to see, you know, interest amongst member boards, podiatric member boards, and the possibility of over time developing a podiatric medical compact. So that, you know, making transitions from state to state as far as life insurance and things, and it's a long process, as you said. There's a lot of the legislative things that come into play anyway. But that's something that we'll keep everybody posted on. And in the future, because we have so many topics that people want to discuss, and we spent an hour and a half just on those two subjects, that we have these, you know, other items that people are interested in to talk about. So the Federation is planning on having smaller sessions throughout the year. Maybe the next one will be in probably 6 to 8 weeks, where these are, of course, by Zoom, and maybe last an hour and a half. So, you know, that people will be able to, if there's a topic that they're interested in, that they can certainly participate. So it really was very good. We've had, each time we've done these meetings with these discussion periods, it's gotten even more, people are really becoming engaged, and we really get a lot of, you know, good information and hearing what's going on from state to state. So that completes I'm done with my year as being the president, so I go back to being an executive director, and Lynn LaRussa, who's from America's Georgia, is now the president of the Federation. So All right, enough about that. So the next is Heather's report, Executive Director's Report number 7.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. To date, I have processed 153 renewals, and we're still receiving those on a daily basis. I do have an update on the rulemaking. On June 1st, 2022, the Governor's Regulatory Review Council did meet and did review the board's draft rules. The council voted to approve the rules with one amendment. The amendment was to decrease the telehealth registration application fee from $100 to $50. All of the other rules were passed as written. Regarding the next step with the rules, the last step is to file with the Secretary of State's office. My intent is to try to hold those rules for as long as I can, because as you know, next session, we're hoping to have legislation dropped where the podiatric medical assistance will be put in DHS's exception for the radiology. So it would be my goal to try to have our rules effective at the same time that that legislation would become effective. And as far as I'm aware, there's no time frame in which I have to file with the Secretary of State. I can hold on to the rules indefinitely. So I will keep the board apprised on that issue, and I can answer any questions the board may have on that. If there's no questions, I did provide a current update of the budget, and there have been no new complaints added to the complaint log since I sent board materials. So, and I can answer any questions on those. That's all I have for my update.
Okay, thanks, Heather. All right, so the next would be the legislative update, number 8.
Yes, Madam Chair, board members. The only update I have is House Bill 2599 relating to administrative procedures was signed by the governor on May 27th. So that bill will become effective 90 days after the session ends. At this time, it doesn't appear that any of the other bills, Senate Bill 1568, House Bill 2070, or House Bill 2412 will pass. But if there's a change, I will definitely let the board know. But the session should be ending soon, from my understanding. So, and I can answer any questions. And that's my update on that. I don't have anything further.
Okay. And can you summarize Mr. Abadi and the state association, where you have, what discussions you've had with him?
I haven't really had any discussions with him regarding any of the bills for this session. It's mostly, our discussions have mostly been regarding next session legislation regarding the exception with DHS. And as far as I'm aware, Mr. Abadi agrees in that, you know, the session should be ending soon, but it's hard to say when they're trying to work out the budget.
So I just want everybody to be on the same page and what's going on. So anyway, okay. Dr. Foreman and Dr. Ilano, do you have any questions for Heather?
Not at this time. Thank you, Heather.
Right. You're welcome.
Thanks, Heather. No questions for me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So now, number 9, did anybody have any, we have any current events? Okay. And since we're telephonically and Heather is the only one in the boardroom, there's no call for the public.
I do not have anybody in the boardroom with me.
Okay. And then number 11, anybody have anything that they want to see on future agenda items? Okay. And our next meeting is July the 13th, 2022. And Heather, at this time, can you, what do we have case-wise at that meeting, or can do you have any indication of that yet?
Yeah, let me, Madam Chair, Board Members, let me get to that agenda. No, I don't have any complaints scheduled at this time, but I do have some that should be able to be scheduled for that meeting.
Okay. So does anyone else have any comments, questions? Okay, cool. Oh, since I don't hear anything else, we've met our agenda items for the day. And so I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:55 a.m.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good 4th, everyone.